I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Hey. Let's get it on.
The Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, showtime, baby.
Play some ball.
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Welcome in. It is the Wendy's Big Show. We broadcast live from the Lakeland University studios with online learning in 7 locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, Lakeland.edu. Don't forget Ian Harditz next hour, 1 hour from right now, taking your fantasy football questions. You can dial it up 1 hour from right now if you'd like, or get your questions in early on Twitter. Tweet at Big Show Network, the hashtag Big Fantasy. Tweet at Big Show Network with the hashtag Big Fantasy, and we'll get those questions asked of Ian Harditz coming up in the last hour of the show. Sparky, Gary, and Leroy. And before we get to the Ryan Wood comments from yesterday, some news coming out here in the Green Bay Packers that our guy Fitness Steve, you know Fitness Steve, just texted me a link to. Jonathan Jones of CBS Sports has heard that the Packers have made calls around the NFL looking for linebacker help this week after their disappointing loss to the Saints in Week 1. Jones adds that while teams have been willing to part with linebackers in recent weeks, they aren't as open to parting with them now that the season has begun and injuries are starting to impact rosters around the league. Jones doesn't offer any specific targets to watch for Green Bay, but it would not be surprising to see them make a move before next month's deadline if they continue to struggle. There haven't been a lot of linebackers mentioned as trade candidates the past few months, although I'm sure we'll hear some names from here on. Again, that's Jonathan Jones of CBS Sports.
Are we talking inside or outside, Steve?
I would assume he's talking inside, but it does not specify. Just linebackers is all it says.
Well, because you – and whether we know or what we don't know or not about Za'Darius Smith, I mean, he's outside.
He is definitely outside.
Now, if they feel like they need a need inside, that's what – that's Chris Barnes and
– Campbell.
Devontre Campbell.
Trey.
So, I mean, we don't – there's a lot of stuff there.
Ty Summers.
Well, they don't have any depth outside of Rashawn Gary at outside linebacker.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
We talked about that.
They got Garvin.
I don't know if they're talking about – because did you tell me – or maybe I heard – I but I thought there was something – is what time Ryan Wood coming on?
He's not. He was on yesterday.
I thought I heard something or another that – this thing with Za'Darius, him not practicing may be something else. That LaFleur, he may not be hurt.
LaFleur denied.
Well, that's
we'll
what he's supposed to do.
We'll play the press conference coming up here in a little bit.
But that's what he's supposed to do, Steve.
Yeah, I guess he can't say
you
that.
You talking with the contract?
Yeah.
Oh, that's over with.
I don't know, Leroy.
Yeah, that's over. I would stick to the captain thing. And
think about it. You've got
I think it's all that.
You've got a captain thing, a contract thing, and a back thing. That's three things.
It's all of it.
Well, the only one that's concerning, really, is the back thing.
But I think it's all of it.
the other stuff you can't control.
No, I know, but I think it's all of it. I think it's all that in one.
I disagree.
It's in one big bucket.
Do we think they're going to trade him?
No, I don't know that. I'm just saying, if you're talking about
looking for linebackers, which is a report from CBS Sports,
you can't dismiss what's happening to Za'Darius right now.
I agree.
We're into
the season now. You're grown man. You got to play. Is it a thing? I mean, listen. I want to be 6'1". I'm stuck at 5'11".
Three quarters.
Thank you, Gary.
Don't leave that out, please.
Certain things, but the back issue.
You got that three quarters.
If that's
an
issue, I would probably think that they will be looking. But hey, man, Rashad Gary and these guys outside is not really an issue. Really, I mean, these guys really are pass rushers. But inside,
well, Za'Darius not. They play Za'Darius inside as well.
Yeah, he ain't got the. He got hooked a couple of times outside. I don't know.
Well, I know, but they do. In obvious passing situation, he's the inside guy.
Okay, that's fine.
And the other two jokers on the outside.
I've always been concerned about middle linebacker. They just don't value that.
That too.
It just don't.
But it's too late, Leroy. You could have got what's that boy named Patrick McQueen.
Yeah, that's over with.
Is it Queen or McQueen?
Queen.
Both of those families. I'm just saying that's the 6'1", 5'11 argument. I'm stuck here. Now, we could have got this, but we got Jordan Love. I like Jordan Love. I'm just saying that position is two things that really, I wouldn't say bother me because me and Gary don't really talk about that. But I would think the two things that really just kind of, I'm looking at was how you going to play Savage. That was one. Just since April, and middle linebacker. So those two things that I really wanted addressed, and they weren't.
No, of course not. Dan Plucker joins us.
Never heard of
producer. He's got information on Za'Darius Smith.
And it could be considered breaking news. Matt LaFleur is at the microphone right now, and he just said that the Packers are shutting down Za'Darius Smith because of the back injury.
There it is.
And that would be why they're looking for a linebacker.
There it is.
Yeah. So it's an outside linebacker.
All that.
Have no fear. They're not going to help middle linebacker.
So
there it is.
Yeah, so they need an outside linebacker.
Well, I say it's all that. It's the back. And who knows? It's the back. It's the contract. I'm not a captain. All that. If I'm not going to be a captain, okay, y'all don't value me enough to be a captain. My back's tweaked a little bit. I might can play. But
no, don't even put that in there.
Don't
do that.
My back hurt. Can't prove it either.
Don't be a media guy.
My
with
back
that.
Hurt.
Yeah, don't you do that.
My back is hurt me a little bit.
You need to stop.
I might complain.
That's what upsets me about the media.
I can't be no captain.
You're not giving me an extension.
You ain't giving me no extension.
No.
My back hurt a little bit. What do y'all value me at all?
Right.
I want to know, do the Packers value me at all? Because me not being a captain is a straw that broke the camel back.
Could be. You're right.
Now, y'all want me to go out here and lay it on the line every day like y'all laying on the line, but y'all in the back laughing, having fun, and we got 15 captains, and I ain't one of them.
So, Gary say he quit.
I ain't say he quit.
You might as well. You putting that in the atmosphere.
Gary's saying.
Gary's being a media guy.
Nope.
He's being clickbait.
No.
Yeah, it is.
No.
And it's getting on my nerves.
Gary is saying.
Why can't the man just have something wrong with his back?
He does.
Leroy, Gary is just saying that if those other two factors weren't in the air.
Gary don't need to speak for him.
Maybe he'd play through it.
Oh, stop.
Maybe.
No.
We don't know.
We do know.
And the back, with all due respect, is something nobody can prove one way or the other.
I don't know about that.
If you've got a back spasm.
Oh, my God. Hey, so y'all think he's fake?
No. I'm not saying he's faking it. I'm not saying that.
That's exactly what you're saying.
No, what I'm saying is, with a back spasm, as a coach or a doctor, you don't know how bad it really is one way or the other. You're going off of your word. Like Gary, for instance.
So he's faking.
Gary's got back issues. Gary damn
near. So Gary's faking it too.
Well, I don't know. Gary almost fell down going to the chair the other day. He was in so much pain. So Gary, that's what he deals with.
Za'Darius Smith could do the same thing.
Very well could have. Yes, you're right. All I'm saying is from a coaching staff.
Y'all get on my nerves with this stuff, man.
What I'm saying from a coaching staff standpoint is this.
I can't wait to get
If they go to Za'Darius, you good? Yeah, I'm good. Okay. So now he goes out and plays the game. Now we come back and Za'Darius is like, I'm not good. I mean, how bad is it that you're going to just shut him flat out down? Like, you're not doing. You're just done.
When is this press conference?
I mean, he's talking right now. So we'll have it as soon as it's done.
Please, I want to hear this. Man.
To me, he's got to be the one to make the call on this unless there's a vertebrae issue or there's more to the back issue than just spasms. If there's more to it, then fine. Then
spasm obviously. Can shut you down.
Sure it can. It can. Yeah.
So I heard the whole clip from LaFleur too. He said that they could have continued to play him in this limited type role where he's not playing a bunch of snaps, but he's so not fully healthy either. So instead, they're deciding to shut him down and let him sit to get fully healed is what LaFleur explained.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Sure.
All this other stuff is heebie-jeebie stuff. Y'all need to go to church, man. I'm telling you. Y'all gotta need some spiritual.
You can't have anybody else get hurt now. You got nobody. Preston Why Smith, Rashawn Gary, you got nobody outside of those two.
At this point, can we try to focus on just his back?
What about his back?
Because you and Gary are putting stuff in the atmosphere like he's quitting.
Come on here.
He's shutting it down.
Nobody said that.
That's exactly what you said. You said it could be if one of the three things. Leroy, the coach said it's just
You've already talked about this yourself. You're such a flip
flopper. Yeah, we're past that,
you need
though.
To stop
we're
that.
Into the season. Yeah,
can I talk to Lewis
we're
on the north side?
We're into the season.
Give me Lou. Let Lou
it's
tell us the
back.
Truth. Let Lou tell us the truth.
Lou's still talking to Plucker. All right, so fine.
Come on.
Let's go. Lewis, north side of Milwaukee. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary and Leroy.
Fellas, Gary, I can't believe you, man.
Tell me, Lou, come on.
Come on, man. It sounds like you're condoning what Mr. Smith is doing.
What do you mean?
Who's condoning it?
It sounds like you're condoning it.
What do you mean?
You mean Leroy.
No, it sounds like Gary is condoning what.
Well, tell me how.
You said, I ain't a captain. My back hurt a little bit. I ain't putting it on the line for y'all. Let's see how much y'all value me. Is that what you're saying?
Well, he's saying what you said.
No. He's saying that's what Za'Darius may be saying.
Right.
Is he wrong? Is he dead wrong for that?
Yes, if that's what's happening. Yes.
No, I'm asking Gary.
Oh, sorry.
Is he wrong for that? You're asking me?
Yeah.
Well, that's that man's business. I got nothing to do with that.
I know, but you think you're wrong.
Yeah, I'm serious. And I'm not condoning anything. I'm just clearly stating what I see. I see there are some things going on with Za'Darius. It could be three things, right? The back, I think he probably has some issues with his back. Contract, there is issues with his contract. And now I'm not a captain. Now my back's tweaked, it's hurt. Now y'all ain't going to give me no contract. Now I can't be a captain, and y'all want me to come out here and play hurt. That's all I'm stating. And I ain't never said whether I'm condoning that or not. That's what I said.
Hold on 1 second. Hold on. Dan Plucker has some more. I'm just going to read this because this is significant. Breaking news on the Big Show Network. Powered by Odyssey and presented by BetQL. Become a better sports better. Get smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. We'll get back to Liz. What do you got, Pluck?
Yeah, now they're saying that Za'Darius is going on the IR.
So is he done for the year?
No.
Designated to return.
So how many weeks is he out? Do we know
let
yet?
Let me double check. I'm pretty sure it's between 4 and 6 weeks.
Okay, so their tough part of their schedule starts about week 8, week 9. So he'll be right back right before
Rashawn Gary ready to go.
Now go back to Lewis.
All right, Lewis, go ahead.
Okay, so this is why you was getting on Leroy's nerves.
Exactly.
It's not, but when we had snow on the ground in the wintertime, 2-3 days a week, you would tear Aaron Rodgers behind up for the exact same thing supposedly Mr. Smith is doing. Contract negotiations, the Packers don't value me. Sort of the same thing Aaron Rodgers did is what Smith is supposedly doing now. Like y'all say, supposedly, right? And at 3 or 4 times a week, you were sick of Aaron Rodgers. Now today, it's like, oh, okay, this is what he's doing. That's why I straight asked you, are you condoning it? Or tell everybody Smith is dead wrong.
It doesn't matter where I'm condoning or you condoning it. I'm just clearly stating what I think that is going on. They got nothing to do with condoning.
Well, if the man is injured, he's injured.
Then that's on him. I don't know that.
What I'm saying is it just appeared to me that you was condoning it. So I had to come out.
Well, are you condoning it?
No, if he's taking an injury, no, I don't condone it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But if the back is tweaked a little bit, you know what I'm saying, a whole IR stint, I don't know the extent of the injury.
None of us do.
I ain't with the medical staff.
Right.
I'm not with that man's body. But if it comes out that this is, you know, sort of from some of the reasons you state, then, he should get all the hell, all the smoke he can handle.
Yeah.
Well, it's not going to come out.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Come out.
No, that ain't coming out.
If he's faking it, he'll.
No, I'm not saying he's faking it. So I want to get that out. I never said he was faking it.
Well, I'm just saying that.
And especially if he's on IR, they're not faking
it. And Plugger says it says minimum of 3 weeks yesterday.
Yeah, 21 days.
Right.
That's a back injury. They need to sit back and get. Did you see when Kamara went around that corner? He couldn't do anything. He can't do anything. So the other stuff, if it was an issue, contracted and cap, that stuff over with now. Grown men accept the fact that the Joneses has a bigger house than me, but I'm still in a happy home. I can't get my way.
That's really well put. I
like can't get my way.
I was really
honey,
good.
I'm fine with this one bedroom apartment. It's me and you, we together.
How many kids
I'm
you got?
I'm mad. A bunch six. Of them. They how stand many, on a bunk many, bed. How, six of them on top.
There
and,
you go.
15 on
how
the bottom.
How many bathrooms?
It is what it is.
How many bathrooms?
Probably one.
Yeah.
Probably a half bath. And the other's a bucket. We poor. But I'm still going to thrive. I'm not going to be mad at these people. I think that Darius Smith is still, you're correct, Gary. He's probably mad about his contract. Probably mad about the captain. I would be. It's embarrassing.
It is.
A grown man put that to the side. I can't fix that, but what I can fix is my back. Let me get 21 days to get back. And guess what? It's my fault we gave up 171 yards. That's what grown men do. That's why you pay them all the money. I just don't want to put in the air that guys didn't get what they want. Now they want to fake injuries.
And I'm No. He's not faking an injury.
Okay.
No,
that's, injury, he never said that. He was simply saying that.
That's why we gotta
get
it clear.
If I'm hurt and I'm happy, I'm more willing to play through it if I'm hurt and I'm unhappy.
That's the same thing.
No, it's not.
That's not
I'm hurt either way.
You only want to play when you're happy, when you get your way.
But you're
what
hurt.
You're
he's not saying he's faking an injury.
See,
you're hurt. It's just how willing are you to play with how hurt you are depending on other situations.
See, that's what I'm saying.
What?
You should be able to play 100% all the time, not based
agreed.
On other things.
We're with you. That's what
that's
Gary's
what I'm saying.
Said. Right.
But I wouldn't
well,
even
nobody's
put those
saying
things.
He's faking it. We're I just think, saying, how willing are you to play with the pain that you're in? If you're happy,
see,
more willing to play. If you're unhappy, more willing maybe to sit and make sure to take your time to get it fixed.
That's faking it because I didn't get it my way. I'm just saying,
well,
go
no,
100%
Leroy,
all
and,
the time.
Well,
that's
no,
all.
Leroy, and
we
have, we
on,
have,
it's all good.
No, we don't actually disagree. It's just a matter of semantics to me.
I think you and Steve and me.
No, right, and on. Because we do
okay,
know.
Okay, go to break.
We got to go to break.
Okay.
Can you hold on to that?
Yeah.
He's going to forget.
I know, I'm concerned about forgetting.
I might forget. Go ahead.
Gary, Roy, Steve Sparky, Fiverr.
Do I got to do a commercial? If I do a commercial, I really ain't going to
No, you don't. Wendy's Big Show, back right after this.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Live from the Lakeland University studios, Wendy's Big Bacon Cheddar is finally here. It's got everything you could possibly want in a bacon cheeseburger. Creamy cheddar cheese, applewood smoked bacon, sweet bacon sauce, crispy onions, and that fresh, never frozen beef that you just love. All on a toasted cheddar bun. Download the Wendy's app. Get the new Big Bacon Cheddar cheeseburger delivered to you today for a limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
Well, talking. I almost yelled out, drive, baby, drive, just then.
Yeah, no, it's not Young Express.
You know what?
No.
I almost do that on all his reads. I just want to put the top back and let it go and drive, baby, drive.
And get paid for it, too.
And get paid for it, too.
Yeah.
I want to do that on every somewhere in there. I want to do that on all his reads.
Well, it's coming up.
You
coming
feel
up.
Like that?
Yeah.
Leroy, you ever feel like that?
I do this Steve in my head.
It is. Drive, it's in my head.
Young Express, good advertising that if it's in both of your heads.
All right, let me get to what I'm saying.
Yeah, semantics. Is where you left off.
You want to reset?
Oh, there's nothing to reset.
No,
we're just talking about Za'Darius Smith is headed to the IR.
Reset is reminding what he was talking
he'll
about.
Be out. Za'Darius Smith will be out 3 weeks with his back injury. And Gary brought up earlier that he wonders whether or not he'd be playing if he was a captain, if he had a contract extension, and so forth. That's where we left off.
Here's how I see it in terms of just like everyday work, Steve, like our jobs, not necessarily football.
Okay.
I think it would be like, if you didn't feel valued at your work, right? If you felt like that you wanted more money at your work and you weren't getting it. If you
sure.
felt like you worked just as hard as the next guy coming in here and you weren't getting it. And they gave that other guy a pay raise. They gave the other guy everything that he wanted. Mm-hmm. And you're still stuck right where you are at your job. And it may be to the point where you're saying, you know what? I'm not going to work overtime anymore. I'm not doing that. You're not paying me for overtime anymore. I've been coming here working overtime. I'm not getting no more money for it. But yet this joker over here got a pay raise, and I didn't. Matter of fact, you know what? And you shouldn't do this anyway. Well, back 10 years ago, you know what? I'm not coming in sick no more. I've been coming in with a sniffle, sick, working just like everybody else and doing my job when I'm not feeling well. You know what? I'm not coming to work no more when I'm not feeling well. That's where I feel like with Za'Darius Smith could get to a point where you look at what's going on with this guy and Leroy talk. It's shameful. I mean, for me, and Leroy's right, grown folks, put it behind you, be a grown man, keep moving. But it hurts your pride. And it just does. It hurts your pride to walk in that door every single day and then you see all these other people who you feel like in your heart that you have given this organization just as much, if not more, than they have, and they get maybe preferential treatment that you're not getting.
Sure.
I'm not going to give them the luxury to know. I'm going to go in there and be smiling, have be my same self. That kind of stuff, Gary said, that's eternally.
Oh, Jesus, already?
Yeah, well, the Packers have a sign. Tom Silver signed. The Packers are signing Buccaneers practice squad outside linebacker Ladarius Hamilton to the 53-man roster.
Anybody up there with that coordinator, I want to talk to him.
Yeah, he's 6'3", 260 pounds. First-year player out of, either one of y'all know, it's a directional school.
What's a directional school?
North, south, east, southeast, okay. Northeast.
I don't care. Yeah. Northeast, south, yeah. Oklahoma.
First-year player out of North Texas.
Okay. State?
No, just Texas.
University of Community College?
No, okay, just North Texas. Yeah. So we'll see. I don't know anything about Ladarius Hamilton. Yeah. So, but he's a Packer now.
Hey, man, if he was down there with Todd Bowles, I want to talk to him.
That's true. You're right. Absolutely.
Anybody in that locker room?
With that, bring it on.
Was he here last year? If he was there last year,
no,
so he
got first-year player, just got here.
So he just got there. Yep. Well, he wasn't there long enough for it then again. I don't know. Hey, man, that's up to your scouts, though. Put some pressure on these scouts to go and get somebody that fits. Right? But Za'Darius, to me, is what you call a guy. He's made a lot of, not only made a lot of money, but he's a leader whether they want to make him one or not. But I would think that he's going to give his teammates 100%. Because that's what we're talking about. And Lewis is right. That's what we talk about Aaron Rodgers. We don't think he's all the way in. We just had this thing about with Jermichael Finley. You know, people going out, you know, and people say, man, we think this guy's a sandbag, and it's because they didn't win. It's just one game. But this guy has a back issue. See, to me, that trumps everything. I hate using that word, but that trumps everything. It does. You know, contract, because you're in the building. Now you got to go rehab. Because when Kamara went outside him for, I think, 15 yards, he looked like he couldn't really move. And they had him on a pitch count. So they're thinking, we're not blaming you for the 38-3 loss. But we need somebody 100%. That's why I tell fans this. I'd rather have a guy 100% than have a star or a pro bowler like 60-70%. You know how sometimes the fans say, well, I'd rather have that guy at 54% than another guy 100%. I'd rather have a guy 100%. So that's where I'm at. So I'm glad they're making the move, whether you realize who he is or not. But I'll say this. I like the fact that they are trying to get more players and get more physical.
Yeah, I just tweeted out a link to a video from NFL.com of a sack he had on the Texans, 11-yard sack. He wore 59 for the Buccaneers as Hamilton, dude, came in pretty much untouched for the sack.
All my sacks were untouched.
So we'll see how this all plays out going forward. Let's go.
That's
to
big news.
Yeah, it is. Let's go to Mike the Painter. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Afternoon.
Before the season started, when we first heard that he was upset about his contract, I said on Bart's show that it'll be weird if Za'Darius comes up with a back injury. And sure enough, he came up with back injury. because.
So you say he's faking too, Mike? You say he's faking too?
I really think he's faking it because he was disgruntled. He got on the field every injury last year that guy had. He limped off the field and came back every play. That guy was a beast. It didn't matter what hurt him. He was out there on the field every game, every play. And then all of a sudden the contract issue and they deferred money and made his game checks bigger and he wasn't happy. And I said it. It would be funny if he comes up with a back injury.
Not so funny anymore, though, is it? It's not really
funny.
Sure isn't. No, it's not funny. Mike, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Got a tweet here from Tim. Tim tweets at Big Show Network. When the supposed leader of the Team 12 continues to give interviews bashing the organization and management, doesn't it give Z Smith permission to also be a me first guy? Adam's contract is basically the same thing. All about me. That's Tim. You agree, Gary? Is that leader first, followed 12 to be a me guy? Now Adam's with his thing, and now Z Smith just following in line?
Well, you're seeing, and it's just a pattern. And that's why you're going off of, because we're not in the locker room. But it's a pattern, and it's a bad pattern. If you're on the outside looking in, you're not inside that locker room, all the way down to Devontae Adams saying they need to throw me the ball into double teams anyway, all the way to that. I'm just keeping it 100. You're seeing a pattern, and that's the only way that and that's the only way that we can pick out to know of what we think that's going on in that locker room.
And to me, it probably is unfair to Za'Darius that people are now. I mean, I got a tweet here from Joe. Z is sandbagging.
See,
I mean that's what this is now. So now people are getting to the point where they don't trust these guys.
I blame Gary for putting it out there.
They simply aren't trusting these guys anymore. Let's go to Eric in Green Bay. Listening to WDUZ, the fan. What's going on, Eric?
Too much, guys. What's happening, man?
Well, what do you make of all of this?
Well, I'm kind of getting shelled today in Green Bay for being a negative Nelly, but all these people that are shelling me must have just started listening to the show, because I've been calling the fan for about 16 years and call on all sports, so whatever they're hearing. But I'll tell you what, I think that as far as this situation here, people need to stop blaming the players for being, you know, whiny divas and stuff like that. You just need to come to work and do your job. You're not paid to make decisions or think. You're just paid to throw the football. These are the same clowns that when Brett Favre was pulling his junk back in the day, we're saying, well, Brett's earned the right to have special treatment by the team, and he's earned the right to have this special consideration. It's the same people, One Track, Dan, and Appleton, same people. So what we got to start looking at is Rodgers is the leader of the team. Maybe he took it on himself to be the first one to say anything. Now, he said he didn't want this stuff to come out in public. How to get out in the public, you know? So you got Rodgers disgruntled. You got Devontae Adams disgruntled. You got Za'Darius Smith disgruntled. Can we start talking about Russ Ball and Brian Gutekunst in the front office? Maybe there's a problem there.
Yeah.
You know, people like to say, well, Gutekunst, boy, he really invested in the defense. No, he let Clay Matthews go, let Julius Peppers go. They didn't have problems on the outside. They had problems on the interior that he did not address. So it looked like, oh, yeah, he made a big splash. He did get Jair, but how about Brandon Jackson? How'd that work out? So, you know, I still think this team should go try – man, I'm psycho for saying this, and you don't make big changes like this in the middle of the season. But while Reggie McKenzie is just sitting around, I don't know if he's with any staff anywhere right now, but I sure wouldn't mind having that guy back in the front office, because he's the man. And I see a lot of problems here, and people are not talking about the right issue. I think it's Russ Ball. And Gutekunst.
He's currently a senior personnel executive for the Dolphins.
Oh, Jesus.
So that takes care of Reggie McKenzie. Sorry, Eric. Have a good day. Yeah, you can scratch him off the list. I would have loved Dorsey, but that obviously didn't happen. He's in Detroit. Get another one in here. Vern in the dump truck. You're
What's
next
up,
on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Vern?
Hey, Vern.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I miss
good.
You guys. I really
I
do miss
you too,
guys.
My brother.
You know, I agree with that caller. You know, I would like to see – I trusted Gutekunst in the beginning, but the draft pattern since he's been in charge – it's kind of the same old, you know. I look to see players that can come in here from schools that have those power impact players. even at running back. Now, we've had some decent running backs, but we haven't had the type of coaches to coach them up. Now, Steve, you brought up a defensive coordinator. I love him, too. I can't remember the name. Just last week that you would like to have in here.
Wade Phillips?
And Wade Phillips, that's it. Oh. I would love to have Wade Phillips. And before they got this guy that they have now,
Wade Phillips.
I heard you guys made mention that everywhere he's been, he's been a loser. Why would you want somebody like that? I don't get it. I just don't understand why they do what they do. It's like tradition or something.
Well, but he, because Matt LaFleur had a working relationship with Joe Barry.
Well, but you know what? You know what?
That's why.
But that's okay. But that doesn't always work.
I don't disagree with you, but that's why. Yeah.
That's been proven. Yeah. You know, it's like, I have a working relationship with a lot of guys that don't work out because, you know, they get upset with me for one reason or another. I got paid some extra money. Some way, somehow, that leaked out to stay a little longer. Now, I'm ready to retire. So I said, okay, I'll stay. Now I'm hearing other rumors since I've been at home now for 2 months because I just had open heart surgery.
Glad you're okay.
Hey, man, God is good, man. God is just so wonderful. But anyway, I'm at home, and guys are calling me and telling me. So, you know, the working relationship, it has a lot to do with things, but sometimes you have to realize that stuff don't work. The last caller, he put some things in. I don't want to think that this brother's out here faking the funk. I don't believe it. You know, not with LaDarius. I'll believe it when I hear it and see it, and there's enough proof. And I don't believe not one Green Bay Packers player is out here faking it. You know, I'm going to hang up, guys. You guys take care of yourselves. I'm going to enjoy hearing you guys.
Appreciate you, Vern. Glad everything is good, man. Vern in the dumb truck, longtime listener of the Wendy's Big Show. Leroy, tell us all about your friends at New Mail.
New Mail Medical Center. Guys, I told y'all the songs I listen to now. I'm very happy today. Lil Nas X album is out. Woo! Boy, but I tell you what, some of them songs, I'm just bouncing. I said, wait a minute, I better stop this. Somebody may be recording me from a distance. So get 10, 15 of your songs, put your headphones on, and just walk, get you some exercise. The weather's going to be great this weekend. And if you also want to do, low T, just find out what it is. That could be the issue while you're getting on everybody's nerves, while you're so foggy that you always say the word no. Then you look and say, well, that don't bother. That's for old guys. No, it ain't. It's for every guy that needs help. And again, if you want to be the man in the bedroom, they've been helping a lot of guys. And these guys have turned their lives around. Again, because we're talking about sports. This is a sports show. It's really a sport, too. But if you're on the sideline, I can help you get into the game. And that game is men's health. Well, you don't have to think about the anxiety. Do I have something wrong? They end that for you. They're problem solvers. No judgment, okay? 414-441-1771. That's 414-441-1771. New Mail Medical Center. Tell them Leroy Butler sent you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, live from the Lakeland University studios with online learning and 7 locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. Okay, so Matt LaFleur spoke a little while ago, and this is what he had to say to the assembled media. We're not going to have time to play all of it, but we'll play some of it. Here you go.
Will Z be out there today?
No, Z's not going to be out there. Unfortunately, we're going to have to shut him down for a while. So, you know, it's a matter of just, do you keep him in a limited role or do you shut him down for a while, try to get him healthy and then get him up to the snap count that we'd like him to be, just like he's been in the past, because he's such an impact player. So it's just the route that we thought was best long term.
Was there a setback on Sunday, or did you just not come out of it feeling good, or what was the story?
Yeah, no, it's just, again, it speaks more to the repetitions. You know, I think, what do you have, 18 snaps or whatever? So, you know, it's one thing when you're managing a back throughout the course of the season. Why not try to get him as healthy as possible so we can have him, you know, more readily available, hopefully.
Yeah. What
are you missing
without him on that defense, man?
Well, he's a disruptive force. He's a game wrecker. Certainly, I think he's a guy that the offense has to account for on every play, where he's at, where he's aligned. How are you going to protect against a guy like that? Because if you give him those one-on-one matchups, he can make it pay. So, yeah, he's certainly proven his worth over the last couple of years, and even prior to coming here, just how dominant and such a force he can be.
Matt, what do you need to out of guys like Garvin and Rivers? Because obviously, Preston, Rashawn can't play at this now.
Yeah, those guys, I mean, it's a next man in mentality, and certainly everybody's going to have to you know, play their part in terms of getting that production. So we need everybody to be at their best.
Now, what kind of jump have you seen from Rashawn, though? You know, especially in camp, being able to get the reps that he did, you know, when Z was down.
Yeah, I think Rashawn is a guy that, first of all, his approach is spot on in terms of just the effort that he gives each and every day. Every rep, he goes 100 miles an hour, and I think you can feel that effect not only in practice but in the games. And, you know, we just need to continue for him to keep that upward trajectory that he's been on.
Is positivity through adversity something you've talked about to the team as a group? Is it a principle? Is it something that happened with your club last year? Is that something you've talked about?
I just think it's more consistency, you know, in terms of how your approach is each and every day. You know, I think as the leader of the football team, I think you have to exude confidence and be upbeat, because and keep it real at the same time. But, yeah, I just think that's just you always focus on your approach. I think our biggest message to our players is, in times of adversity, I think a lot of people press and they try to make plays instead of focusing on doing your job and doing it to the best of your ability. And there's a lot of trust that goes along that, because you got to trust the other 10 guys out on the field that are doing their job as well. So that is, you know, when you go through a tough time, you got to look inward and see, how can I be at my best?
Aaron said that maybe the team had gone into the game a little too confident. So just from your perspective with the team, how do you balance going into a game confident but not going in overly confident and then having what happened last week happen?
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, it's your approach on a daily basis. You know, I think there's no substitute for hard work, and I know that's cliche, but I really believe in that. You got to go out there on the field and, you know, put the work in so that you feel confident going into the game that you can go out there and execute.
Sarah, go ahead.
How come Amari Rodgers didn't play last week until the game was basically decided? Is he still just not quite ready, or do you anticipate that changing as soon as this week?
Yeah, I think he's always got to be ready to go. It just is kind of the way the game plan went. I mean, again, I hate to beat a dead horse here, but prior to the 2 minute, we had 12 plays. So it's hard to get everybody involved the way you'd like to. And then, you know, when the game was got out of hand and we kind of emptied our bench, so to speak, and let those other guys play. And certainly he's a young player that needs those repetitions. So, but that's just kind of how the game played out. You guys, we'd like to revisit the New Orleans Saints game quite a bit. Do we have any Detroit Lions questions?
No, you don't. You sucked against the Saints. That's what we're going to talk about. I mean, that's just how it is. I understand that.
He's right.
These guys get frustrated and you want to move on to the Lions, but you were so bad that everybody is stunned and taken aback by how bad it truly was. Understand how good you were, Coach, and how good you've been as a head coach. Y'all been 26-6.
The coach saying, why can't we do both? We can talk a little Spanish.
Because nobody,
give me something.
I'll be talk. Honest.
Don't say nobody. That's an upset.
I'll just say this.
How you get beat. No one cares about the Lions.
Right. That's right. That's but from a media beat perspective.
And then y'all going to be upset.
You players, you have to care about the Lions. The media and the fans, whatever. But like I've said before.
But don't get upset.
If they lose, it's going to be horrible as far as reaction goes.
Yeah.
Or if they win by like 3, it's not going to be good as far as reaction goes. All right, it is Wendy's Big Show.
Front runner, served up
hot and fresh. Ian Harditz and Fantasy Football Friday coming up at the top of the hour. Don't go anywhere.
Wisconsin Wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. Rashawn and Don, baby, for just $1.99. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a sausage or bacon, egg and Swiss croissant for just $1.99. So run, don't walk to Wendy's in the morning. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Limited time only. Price of participation may vary. As we've been talking about for the last couple of days and earlier today, Fantasy Football Friday comes up at the top of the next hour. It's every Friday at the same time for 30 minutes with Ian Hart. It's a pro football focus. This is how it works. Either you can dial it up, the Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648, or you can tweet at us at Big Show Network, but you have to use the hashtag Big Fantasy. So tweet at Big Show Network. I sort it by the hashtag. So hashtag Big Fantasy, and we'll get those questions in for Ian Harditz. Already people dialing up to get on hold. You should also do as well if you want to get on in the next segment. The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.